Hi again, everybody. With Tribe Manager Terry Francona, this is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Well, first things first, Corey Kluber had to go on the disabled list today, Tito. How bad is this back?
Well, you know, it's been bothering him for a while, and he's been pitching with it, and for the most part, pretty effectively. You know, last night, whether it was the cold, it was starting to get the better of him. And I grabbed him after that third inning. I know when Mickey took a trip to the mound, he came back and he said, I know it's hurting him. So when he came out, I grabbed him. We went down underneath and we kind of walked through and I said, okay, I'm going to take you out of the game. And he didn't fight me. So then afterwards, we visited a little bit. Then when he came in early today, you know, we grabbed Mickey and James and we sat down and talked about it a little bit. And I think we all felt like without him having the ability to kind of take a little blow, it's going to be hard to get better, you know, because when you're on that 5-day cycle of pitching every day, you're doing something and there's no let up. And I think it right now we need to let that thing have a little bit of a let up and then go from there. You know, hopefully after a couple of days it starts to make a turn and he can get back to doing, but we'll do whatever is necessary.
Boy, though, when you say back, it's scary, isn't it?
But, I mean, structurally, I think everybody knows what's going on there. He had an MRI back a while. We all know, you know, when your back hurts, your lower back, you know, you start protecting and you start, you know, muscles get tight. And then you start, you know, throwing the ball different. And he had really done a pretty good job up till last night of handling it. Just think last night was getting the better of him. And, boy, the last thing you want to do is a guy to hurt his arm. And it's just not fair to him. And I think after we talked about it, I think it's the right thing to do. Not an easy thing to do because how much we rely on him. But in the long haul, it'll be better for us.
Will you wait now to decide on who starts in his place? I know you've got Joe Colon up here, so you're able to go with a 9-man bullpen for a while anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it was a roster spot that, you know, we have until the start's needed. We're not going to keep a 9-man bullpen, as much as I love having pitchers. You know, we are trying to protect our bullpen. It's important. We'll have some roster maneuverings, I'm guessing, here in this next week, just because we're not going to go with a 3-man bench and 9 bullpen. But we're trying to protect, you know, for a couple days, you know, recognizing that their lineup can be pretty tough. And you don't want Miller and Allen and Shaw to be thrown in games when we're losing, because then you can't catch up, and that's really bad. So you try to – losing's tough enough, but when you lose and you're throwing guys you don't want to, that's no good. So we'll probably have some corresponding moves coming up this week.
Well, the good news is you've got some guys in AAA, Clevenger and Merritt, Morimondo. I mean, that's why you always say you have to have at least 8 starters, don't you, Tito?
And maybe more. You know, I know Clev's been really throwing the ball well, and he lines up good. I don't think we need to make an official announcement, but I don't think it's any big secret. And, you know, we always say when things don't go well, you want to turn it into a positive. So this is a chance for him to shine. And we think he can. He's in a good spot, and the timing is really good for him.
I know it's a 9-inning game, but, boy, the game is different when you get behind early like you have the last 2 nights.
It is. And Verlander, you know, we have had good nights against him, but he's a pretty damn good pitcher, and he's a heck of a competitor. I mean, you saw when Ausmus went to the mound, he wasn't coming out. And it would be easy for guys to come out right there. You know, it's all that can go really is go wrong when you're pitched that long. I really respect his competitiveness. He had a good cutter last night that kind of kept us off other pitches, and he navigates his way through a lineup. He knows the guys that have hurt him, guys that maybe haven't, and you could see him navigating his way through.
I hate to bring up Miguel Cabrera because he always kills the Indians, but you and I were talking about it. We have seen 2 of the best right-handed hitters in the history of the game. In this current era, Manny Ramirez and Miguel Cabrera, could you pick one over the other?
You know, it's a great conversation, and I really don't know, but you're right. I mean, they're 2 that are just, you know, they're different. They're you know, Miggy looks to me like he's always 1 step ahead of the pitcher as opposed to 1 step back. You know, you see him, you know, you throw him away or over the plate and hits it to right, and then you think you got him set up for in, and he drops his hands and he hits it that way. He's just a really special hitter.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona, and that's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Tribe and the Tigers, and it's coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.